pro-terror Jewish group wants to stop Gal Gadot from showing Hamas atrocities. By Joel B. Polak on November 8, 2023. Jewish Voice for Peace, a pro-terror organization that exploits Jewish identity to cover for violent Palestinian extremists, has come out against Gal Gadot's effort to show a film of Hamas atrocities on October 7 to a group of select Hollywood insiders. As Breitbart News has reported, Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot plans to screen footage provided by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, that shows atrocities committed by Hamas terrorists when they entered Israel on October 7 and began a barbaric campaign of rape, murder, and mass kidnappings. Israel news outlet 124 reports the Hollywood screening of the 47-minute sequence is scheduled to take place in front of a specially chosen audience, featuring celebrities and prominent figures. Breitbart News was present at the first screening, presented to foreign journalists at a military base in Israel, and reported. The footage was compiled from both victims and perpetrators, from GoPro cameras, dashboard cameras, social media, surveillance cameras, and even audio recording apps on mobile phones. It is just a small part of what the IDF still possesses. We were not allowed to bring cell phones, cameras, or laptops into the room, because the IDF does not want the public to see the footage before the families of the victims have seen it, if it is ever seen again at all. We were only allowed notepads and pens. Throughout the screening, there were gasps and cries in the audience. I heard some journalists whisper, "Make it stop." Some of the footage had already appeared in snippets of news coverage or on social media during the attack on October 7th and in the hours that followed. But most had never been screened publicly before or in full context. According to TMZ, Jewish Voice for Peace opposes the screening of the film, tentatively titled Bearing Witness, calling it propaganda for Israel, even though much of the footage was made by the Hamas terrorists themselves. Its LA chapter tells TMZ, they consider this screening to be a propaganda event, going on to say it simply won't tell the full picture of this war, including what's happening right now in Palestine, namely, thousands of innocent civilians being killed in the crossfire. JVFPLA says this type of material only serves to fan the flames of war and genocide, adding, Israel is undermining its own mission of trying to save hostages still being held by Hamas through their brutal tactics. In other words, they're not on board with Gal & Co. TMZ did not seem skeptical of these claims, and cited many other anti-Israel groups who oppose the screening. As this author has argued, Jewish Voice for Peace supports terror and opposes ongoing peace efforts in the Middle East. Israel has not released the film more widely because of its disturbing content. However, it is already documenting the atrocities of October 7, in which Hamas murdered over 1,200 people, wounded thousands more, and kidnapped at least 240, because it wants to remind the world that never again, a phrase once used to refer to the Holocaust, still matters. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.